Local Say Migration Imposes Two-Tier Society on Springfield, Ohio. By Neil Monroe on September 11, 2024. Ordinary Americans in Springfield, Ohio, openly describe how elite-directed migration has skewed their economy, destabilized their neighborhoods, and created a two-tier society that favors migrants over Americans. Federal payments to migrants makes it harder for people like me, or somebody else who doesn't get government-assisted living, to find affordable housing at a decent rate, one woman told Twitter journalist Tyler Oliveira. She added, "Honestly, in my opinion, it'll be surprised if I don't get kicked out so they can boost up the rate on this place. They'll probably fix it, get it where it's looking better, and boost the rate up on it. They'll pay $1,200 a month. And, now, I pay $775. Yeah, they've been doing it around here quite a bit. Honestly, the neighborhood has gotten a lot of Haitians in it here, since, about 2 years back. I know people who've applied for work a lot of these same places that are hiring government-supported migrants, but they're not getting jobs," resident William Monahan told Breitbart News. He added, "It's definitely a push to hire migrants. AT, a big company near here that makes equipment for computers, everybody that works on the production line is Haitian, and there's one interpreter that serves different lines. The inflow of migrants also allows employers to stop hiring and training marginal Americans, such as people recovering from drug addictions, or who are still angry at the multi-decade decline in wages." On September 9, PBS broadcast an interview with Jamie McGregor, owner of a L0W tech factory that manufactures metal components. He said, "Our Haitian associates come to work every day. They don't have a drug problem. They'll stay at their machine. They'll achieve their numbers. They are here to work. And so in general, that's a stark difference from what we're used to in our community. We want more jobs in our community, and in order to build those jobs, some jobs need to be people who are not originally from here. I wish I had 30 more," he added. With plenty of Haitian job seekers, McGregor also faces less pressure to invest in the high-tech machine tools that could expand his business and help American workers earn higher pay. The migration-enabled shift of power in the labor market was approved by some Democrat and establishment Twitter accounts. The city government is exempting many Haitians from laws against bad drivers and from zoning laws, said 62-year-old Cindy Peck. She said she was threatened with arrest after protesting for months the loud operations of an illegal auto repair shop in a suburban garage across the street from her apartment building. "There's a house in front. I think it's a four-bedroom, I'm not sure, but a Haitian family lives there. They're not a problem. But the garage is behind the house. It's detached, and these mechanics work out of that garage. The man who lives in the house does not work in the garage, but he will tell you that all these cars that are being worked on are his cars. I've counted as high as 23 cars out there lined up in one day for repair work. I called the police because they use metal grinders. That is so loud in my house you can't get away from the noise. The last call I made was for this grinding noise. It was 5.5 hours later that they showed up, and they came with a warrant for my arrest for a local crime that happened in February that I have no clue about. I don't even know the people involved. My mother was very ill in the hospital at that time, and I have my text messages to the family showing that I was there. But it's so convenient that accusation showed up the day after. A police dispatcher insinuated very strongly that I should not call again about the noise from this garage. Much of the city's welfare and aid agencies are overwhelmed by migrants, pushing Americans out of line," another resident told Oliveira. "I don't even have assistance right now because I keep getting denied. I'm homeless, I'm jobless, I'm sleeping on friends' couches because I can't get government assistance because I come from the wrong country," apparently. The city's response to the migration is shaped by class and wealth, Peck told Breitbart News. Citizens who own rental apartments, or businesses, or who live in the more expensive part of town, do not recognize the civic damage being caused by the migration, Peck said, adding, "A friend of mine, she's not super upper class, but she lives in the better area, a little gated community type of thing. When talking to her, she had no idea this stuff was going on until I told her. But, she's to the understanding, well, no, That couldn't be happening, I said, I see it with my own eyes. You've got more Haitians in these kinds of lower income areas in Springfield, they're not in as abundance as the rich neighborhoods, the female renter told Oliveira. The migrant influx began when city officials worked with local business owners to recruit Mexicans on the southern border, Monahan said. But that trickle turned into a flood of Haitians, he said, adding, the rich have mobilized migrants to destroy the working and middle classes. The government's more worried about bringing in Haitians from to live here than they are to take care of their own citizens, another resident told Oliveira, adding, we have veterans, people who went and put their lives at risk for us, sleeping on the streets because the Haitians are more important. I have nothing against immigrants. We don't. If you want to go someplace to try and build a better life for yourself, do that. But for our government to totally throw aside national citizens, people that were born and raised here, they're treating us like we're the trash. This is our country, it's our government, she said. Amid the sudden displacement of Americans, Democrats and national media outlets prefer to divert the nation's attention to rumors about missing pets in the city. Since 2021, Biden and his deputies have imported roughly 10 million legal, quasi-legal, and illegal migrants. Those migrants have absorbed nearly all of the extra lower-wage jobs created by President Joe Biden's deficit spending. His combination of deficit spending, wage-cutting migration, additional low-wage jobs, and investor windfalls are the core of Bidenomics. However, his extraction migration economic strategy is joined with the progressive goal of transforming the nation by migration and diversity. No nation, no society has ever tried to build a democracy as big and as diverse as ours before. One that includes people that, over decades, have come from every corner of the globe. Former President Barack Obama told the Democratic Convention in August. The rest of the world is watching to see if we can actually pull this off. Obama added, amid the political threat posed by Donald Trump's rival vision of Make America Great Again.